don't do me more good. If the right things, they are good. Cut the long talk, girl, I'm coming your way. The body don't catch me, move it. Count on me, make you rest me, you with. Now you could they tell, I be catch me, you with. I get rotate, get low shape. She not for Ghana, we just got it this way. And if one pop, we'll be pop for eight. Lost me, I thought me, not no complain. And my girl take up, I don't complain. When the body pull up, you take your my thing. And I don't be past you like my Mary Jane. Say for this matter, you be take all my day now.
Play nothing. Play nothing. Play nothing. But power hit.
Now you dey make me go low. Now your body makes me stand.
Lean on my head like a bandana. Bandana. I be your sweet Mr. Bandana.
91.3 FM. Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be ordinary love. No, no. I wanna show you true love.
From Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Suspected PF cutters disrupt Stonesy Alliance Press briefing. Government's failure to allocate funds for teacher upgrades and confirmations in the 2026 national budget irks teacher union. In international news, South Africa's ambassador to France found dead in Paris after a parent fall from hotel window. And finally, in sports news, Ahmed Baba leads Zambian contingent appointed for FIFA World Cup qualifier.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. About 20 suspected Patriotic Front PF cadres this afternoon disrupted a Tonsi Alliance press briefing, which was to be addressed by the Alliance spokesperson Sean Temple and other leaders at Palm Valley Resort in Lusaka. The briefing aims to communicate some resolutions passed during the meeting of Tonsi Alliance Council of Leaders. The suspected cadres blocked journalists from taking any pictures and videos and threatened violence at Mr. Tembo's residence, where the briefing was moved to. Despite police presence, the PF supporters blocked journalists from entering Mr. Tembo's residence. The Professional Teachers Union of Zambia, PROTUS, have expressed concern over government failure to allocate funds for teacher upgrades and confirmations in the 2026 national budget. PROTUS Public Relations and International Affairs Officer Brian Mwila said the union is disappointed that the state budget does not highlight specific provisions on how to address long-standing human resource challenges affecting teachers, particularly those awaiting upgrades and confirmations. Mr. Mwila said lack of fund allocation for teacher upgrades in next year's budget is a missed opportunity to resolve one of the most pressing concerns in the education sector, emphasizing that the matter requires Treasury authority if it is to be fully addressed. He further observed that the reduction in budgetary allocation for the education sector from 14.5% in 2025 to 13% in 2026 has the potential not only to worsen the financial stress in the sector, but also to make it more difficult to improve teachers' welfare. Mr. Mwila has since appealed to members of parliament to amend the proposed budget and include funding for the teacher upgrades, saying this would demonstrate Parliament's commitment to improving the conditions of service for educators across the country.
Teachers feel the omission of teachers upgrades in the 2026 budget is a missed opportunity. Teachers upgrades is a phone issue and should have been prioritized just like any other critical matters addressed in the budget presentation. The unions appreciate the fact that Parliament doesn't typically propose new spending items during its initial review of the budget, but it is mandated by law to amend the document. It is in this vein that the Professional Teachers Union of Zambia makes an honest appeal to Parliament to seriously consider amending the budget by approving it with changes and include an expenditure on teachers' upgrades.
Canadian High Commissioner to Zambia Emily Burns has stressed that proper storage sheds are vital in protecting grain and ensuring national food security. She made the remarks after touring storage sheds built by the Canadian International Development Agency, CIDA, in Chipata, Eastern Province, together with Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo. Ms. Burns commended Zambia for achieving a bumper maize harvest this year, describing it as a major step forward in strengthening the country's farming sector and reducing hunger.
They're an excellent example of the long-standing partnership that Canada has had with Zambia. They're also a very shining example of the quality of our relationship.
Absolutely.
And the quality of Canadian business activity in Zambia. Congratulations on this year being a bumper crop year for maize. That's excellent. And the fact that these sheds are allowing you to then be able to export products as well only increases the strength of your economy.
And Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo said Zambia will continue working closely with Canada in the agriculture sector. He explained that the storage sheds built by CIDA decades ago remain in good conditions and have played an important role in keeping maize safe, helping the country maintain a steady food supply.
These sheds are found across the entire nation. The famous CIDA sheds from the Canadian International Development Agency. This is the relationship that Zambia has with Canada, and we don't take this lightly. This is a very expensive structure to construct, and to think that about 40 years ago, Zambia and Canada could sit and look into the future.
Former Lusaka Mayor Mel Samba has expressed frustration over the previous administration's handling of his proposal to introduce free Wi-Fi in public places, particularly markets and bus stations. Mr. Samba alleges that a named former minister under the Patriotic Front refused to grant the necessary approvals to roll out his initiative. Mr. Samba, now material member of parliament, explained that the law required ministerial approval for such projects, but claimed that each time he attempted to roll out the initiative, a named minister threatened to suspend him as Lusaka mayor. Ms. Samba hinted that he intends to revive the free Wi-Fi plan after 2026, promising to deliver internet access not only in markets and bus stations, but also in malls and airports. He expressed confidence that the project is feasible, pointing to its success in development countries. In developed countries, he is confident that the introduction of free Wi-Fi is realistic, as evident in some developed countries.
What happened is that I was a simple mayor in this country. As a mayor, you have no executive powers, unlike in South Africa. You have councillors and people vote you. You have your budget when you decide you implement. So when I decided the Wi-Fi, I had suppliers, Huawei were going to supply for free in the markets, in bus station. But the law then and now, you have to go through the Minister of Local Government to give you approval. So Minister Wanga Pajanari Charles Banda. And he didn't approve. What was I supposed to do? And each time I tried to do anything, he would suspend me.
In international news, South Africa's ambassador to France has been found dead at the foot of the Hyatt Regency Hotel, a high-rise tower in Port Myler in the west of Paris. Newspaper Le Parisien and Le Figaro.